Today is November 22nd, 2006, and this is the fucking news. Lebanon's internal political crisis took a new fucking turn Tuesday with the assassination of a leading anti-Syrian politician. Pierre Gemayel, Lebanon's industry minister and a member of an influential fucking Christian Lebanese family, was killed in broad daylight as he left church. Suspicions immediately turned to fucking Syria, which has been accused of backing the fucking assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri nearly 2 years ago. At the UN, Syrian Ambassador Bashar Jafri fucking denied Syria's involvement. The killing comes as tensions between the government of Prime Minister fucking Fawad Saniora and Hezbollah are at a breaking point. Hezbollah has threatened to fucking bring down Saniora's government unless it agrees to share more power. In Iraq, at least 77 people were killed in fucking violence across Iraq Tuesday. In Baghdad, a car bomb detonated inside the fucking U.S.-controlled Green Zone in a failed assassination attempt on the Speaker of the Iraqi Parliament. The attack marked one of the most serious fucking security breaches to date within the Green Zone. Meanwhile, the fucking UN released figures Tuesday showing last month marked the deadliest month for Iraqi civilians on record. At least 3,700 fucking civilians were killed during October. And a new poll from worldopinion.org has found 7 out of 10 Iraqis want a fucking U.S. withdrawal within 1 year, while a mere 10% favor the Bush administration's stated fucking policy to withdraw troops only as the security situation improves. In other fucking Iraq news, a U.S. Marine was sentenced to 21 fucking months confined to base Tuesday after pleading guilty to involvement in the murder of an unarmed Iraqi. The Marine, Lance fucking Corporal Jerry Shumate, is the 4th American service member to plead guilty in the case. 3 other Marines still face fucking charges. In Nepal, the government and Maoist rebels signed a fucking peace agreement Tuesday to end a civil conflict that has killed more than 13,000 people. The accord comes 7 fucking months after a massive protest forced King Gyanendra to return power to Nepal's parliament. This week, a government commission recommended punishing the fucking king for his crackdown on protesters during the uprising against his rule. And finally, a federal court has struck down a Las Vegas law that outlaws feeding the homeless in public parks. City officials said they enacted the law because soup kitchens have fucking kept people away from visiting public spaces. The American fucking Civil Liberties Union has led a challenge to the law after it was approved in July. Las Vegas officials are vowing to rewrite the law to keep the ban against fucking dirtbag street scum degenerate homeless types in place. That's the fucking news for today. For more on these and other top stories, visit www.fuckingnews.tv.